Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has been taking care of you lately. They've had a bunch of 60% off sales, but they're going to continue to take care of you because coming up this weekend, we have the Loose Diamond event. Lowest prices on hundreds of loose and natural diamonds. We have all shapes, all sizes, all cuts, all clarity, all budgets. This Thursday through Saturday at the South Haven location, Robert Irwin Jewelers. And it's an exciting time to get a loose diamond. You can upgrade the diamond you have, and remember, they will put your original diamond from your engagement ring into a pendant for no extra charge. This way, you can have both, bigger, brighter, and the sentimental favorite. Freedman's wedding band with each purchase of a diamond engagement ring. Get 20% off or up to 5 years, no interest financing. You know Howie always has a lot of diamonds, but he really went overboard on looking for and bringing in the best of the best for their loose diamond event. You know it's the RIJ way to always look for bigger, better diamonds at better prices. For complete details, go to rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Now, on that note, it's time to do a little thing we do every day called the Blitz. Connor, go ahead and hit it.
Now, the biggest stories overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And always remember that the Blitz is brought to you by Sissy's Law Cabin. Connor, hit it.
Marc Gasol's jersey retirement ceremony was Saturday night, so let's talk through it. What are some highlights and your favorite reactions?
So I had other things to do on Saturday. I was not able to get over that. I know, Connor, you were there. You ended up staying until what, 11, 11:30? That's how late it ended up going?
I think we were walking out of the building right around 11. I think it was like 10:52 or something like that. When I looked at my phone.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun, man. It was cool to see everybody back in town. Mike Conley, it's just cool. He's on another team right now in the West that you played a playoff series with 2 years ago and beat them, and he still said he wouldn't miss it for the world. He had to show up. He had to go make it happen. But it's kind of funny to see – the game itself, no one cared at all. I mean, you told me in our pre-show meeting that, you know, you just had no real interest in the game. And the game was not fun in general, but everything else, all of the camaraderie, seeing everybody back in the forum, that's really what helped you with your price of admission.
Absolutely. I can't lie about it. It's probably the least interested I've ever been in a Memphis Grizzlies basketball game I saw live. And it's no disrespect to the players, because there was a lot of Grizzlies out there that were playing hard and they were given their best to give the people a show. And there were some highlight moments like the Brandon Clark lob dunk. We got a Brandon Clark lob dunk. That was fun. Scottie Pippen played fantastic. One of the 10-day guys kept trying to dunk on Joel Embiid, so that was fun. Trey Jemison had a really fun showing out there. And I will say, shout out to Joel Embiid. He did a jersey swap with Trey Jemison after the game. Yeah. And I thought that was really cool. You know, at the end of the day, no matter what happens to Trey Jemison, he had a pretty good game against Joel Embiid, and he will have that jersey now. I thought that was a really cool moment. But in terms of the actual basketball game, yeah, it was a rough one. I think most people were there to get through the game and to be there for the ceremony. I will say, though, throughout the game, I thought the Grizzlies did a tremendous job at making sure everybody stayed interested, because they were showing clips, they were showing video, sessions that they had with guys like Dylan Brooks, Mike Conley, Lionel Hollins, and some other people made appearances. They kept putting Mark on the Jumbotron. They put Powell on the Jumbotron. So they did a good job at keeping people interested despite the quality of the game. And I have to say this. The halftime show, 8-Ball MJG and DJ Paul was awesome.
How could you not like that?
Well, I have seen many rap halftime shows over the years. Al Capone always does a great job. And I've seen DJ Paul and Juicy J do a halftime show. It was like opening night against Atlanta one year. They did a great job. But mostly...
Well, they came out in a golf cart.
It was awesome.
A three-level golf cart.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
Yeah. With Grizz driving it.
For real. Like, when it began, there were some people around us, and we all kind of looked at each other and we were like, wait a second. Is this awesome? And then they started playing Stay Fly, and it was fantastic. So I thought the halftime show was incredible. Everybody was hyped for it. It was definitely, it was one of the better rap halftime shows I think I've ever seen in the FedEx Forum. And then after the game, I felt like a little kid again in the absolute best way. Seeing those four guys together again and walk out of the tunnel, and they kept the camera on them for a little bit so you can kind of take in the moment. First time they've been together since 2017. The ovation that they got, it felt like the city was able to say thank you to not only Marc Gasol, but to everybody. And I've seen a few people talk about Michael Blevins' video and documentary, which is fantastic, and about how, it's perfect for Marc Gasol because really the documentary, it's about Marc, but it's also kind of about the core four
100%.
And what they meant to the city of Memphis. And I think that the Memphis Grizzlies and everybody involved with the retirement ceremony, and Pete Pranica did a fantastic job leading the panel of Mike, Zebo, Tony, and Mark, and Pau Gasol. And Rob Fisher interviewed Pau Gasol, which was fantastic as well. But everyone, I think, really did a great job of acknowledging not only how important the Gasol family is to Memphis and Marc Gasol is to Memphis, but how important the core four was to Memphis. And it was really nice to hear Mike Conley, who right now is playing for one of the better teams in the NBA, still talk about how he reveres his time in Memphis because he understands the impact wasn't just on the basketball court.
Right.
The core four came into the picture when the city of Memphis needed something to be proud of. And it really felt like the city was able to rally around it. And they accepted the city and held them up in a way that very few have done in the past. And it just felt nice to, have players come here and say, Memphis is my home now. I just think that was important for the mindset of the city with everything that the 901's been through. So I cannot talk enough about how great that ceremony was. I got a little bit emotional because it really did feel like, that chapter is behind us and you wish you could revisit it. And they played some of the best moments on the Jumbotron, the biggest wins, the game winners. They talked about the McGregor walk. It was a truly special time in Memphis Grizzlies history, but in the city of Memphis's history. And I do wish I could go back to it. And it was really cool hearing Zach Randolph talk about how like his favorite series was, whooping on the Clippers and whooped that trick. And because I've said it for many, many years now, I was in the building for the first whoop that trick when Grizz climbed that ladder and dropped that banner. And I was looking around and everybody, doesn't matter what race or age you were screaming whoop that trick at the top of your lungs. I'll never forget the image of like a grandmother who was probably in her 70s just yelling whoop that trick at Blake Griffin after Zebo was just like choke slamming him and Tony was kicking Chris Paul in the face. It was a special time in Memphis, and I just think the retirement ceremony did a great job of capturing it. To be quite honest, I think it's probably my favorite Grizzlies event I've ever been to.
Yeah, and honestly, like just sort of seeing how all of it played out, you do also, at the same moment, you're trying to recapture the past, relive the past, but you do have to think about the future.
Sure.
And where this team's at, can they recapture? Can they capture that type of emotion from this fan base at some point when they end up, doing the runs they make and then come back? Will that be similar? I think that there's an opportunity for that, but they still have some growing to do, right?
Yeah,
they still have
absolutely.
Some growing to do.
And I do think it's a little different, too, because, with the core four and the G&G era, it wasn't necessarily about the success the team had on the court, ultimately, as why they are held so special here.
It's about the pride
and that's
you're able
why,
to take and the style they
and
play.
And that's why this one's a little bit different. Like, this new core, this new era of Grizzlies basketball, it comes with expectations and with a franchise already established that wasn't present before G&G. G&G was like the beginning of everything, so everything felt like a cherry on top of the success.
Also interesting, it's not an island. We talked about this last. It's not like a Misfit Toys, right? It's not like every
right.
Like they got Zach Randolph into his career already.
It's
Tony
it's,
was into
it's
his career
It's a couple lottery
already.
Guys with some
yeah,
hits in the draft.
It's everybody growing at the same exact
sure.
time.
But that's why I do think that success will be tied to how this group is remembered a little bit more than G&G. Like they even talked about the highest they got was that Spurs series, and they wish they could have gone further, but at the end of the day, that's as far as they got. And we talked about it last week. I think if this core reaches that, it would be nice, and you would say, is it
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It was a success, but if they don't surpass that, I do think it would be a slight disappointment because of, you know, how this thing came together and their age and the core's growing together. So it's a little bit different than G&G, but I don't necessarily think it's fair to expect this core to have the emotional component that the core four
yeah,
did, because it was a different era in the city of Memphis. It was a different era of basketball. The way those guys accepted the city, and you know, Marc Gasol's story being entwined into that, where he is a Memphian, and he went from a Memphian to Memphis immortality. Like there's something special about that you can't replicate. That has to be natural, and it's not fair to hold, I think, the new core to that type of, you know, expectation.
Yeah, and I am. I saw some things about this. I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on it, but I saw Doc Holliday talking about it. I saw Matt Enfield from, obviously, our local news channels discuss it. It seems like some of the guys who were probably there all day on the current team ended up leaving before the ceremony.
Because festivities began
and
early
like Santi
in the day.
Was still there. I think Trey Jemison was still there to sort of watch the whole thing. But it seems like a lot of them left. I think some people take exception to that, but I'm not gonna spend too much time on it. I do think that there is a level of respect you need to have if you're with a certain franchise or a program for the people that have come before you that have sort of laid down the expectations. You should probably stick around and respect them and stand in respect for them, because that's at some point you want to be on that same level as them. At some point you aspire to be those guys. But I'm not going to spend too much time on that. But I saw some people take a little bit of exception to it. I haven't gotten like full confirmation of who was there and who wasn't there. But I think some people are a little frustrated with that.
Sure, I think it's a little disappointing, because it was really nice to see.
But most,
you know,
everybody for Zach Randolph's send off,
so.
Most everybody stayed around. Everybody
yeah,
stayed.
You know, I'm not going to, you know, talk too much on it, because I don't think it matters. Big picture too much.
No.
I do think it's a little disappointing. You would hope that the whole Grizzlies team would stay out there and see what, you know, they could possibly be one day. It's like maybe they could have those numbers up in the rafters next to Mark and Zebo and eventually Mike and Tony,
right.
Like, because we know that those numbers will eventually be retired.
But I don't think there's some like big picture issue.
Yeah,
I don't think
it signals some major issue going on within.
I think it's
the
pretty
Grizzlies.
Easy.
I think
it's potentially really.
It's probably just late.
I don't
as hell.
Think there's any contention between Marc Gasol and all the guys that came before them and the new guys. I think what it comes down to is they were probably there all day and they want to get their ass home. They want to get a decent night's rest.
Yeah. Speaking of that, two of the funnier moments of the night were when Jaren Jackson Jr. was talking on a video about how he was so unreal on the defensive end. It was really cool that they highlighted how great Mark was on the defensive end of the basketball. And Jaren Jackson Jr. talked about how he was the hardest swiper he ever. Like, he would swipe down on the basketball so hard. And he said, One time he swiped down on it so hard, it bounced right back up into his hands, and a split second later, Mark swiped it again. It was like bang, and he was like, he said that like he would be sore because his swipes were so powerful. And then Dylan Brooks talked about how I can't remember if this was on the Jumbotron or if Chris Harrington or if it was from the Chris Harrington tweet, but there was a video or Dylan Brooks talked about how for an entire year Mark just called him fool. Which I thought that was fantastic.
That's fitting. That's very fitting.
Yeah, it was very fitting. The final thing I do want to say is, I think it was awesome that the core four guys got their moment. It was really cool to see the rest of the Grizzlies there, like Rudy Gay, John Lohr was there, Bane Oudra, some of the greater ones. Bongo White Lady got her moment, which I thought was really cool. But it was also a moment where I think Pau Gasol got to hear how much people have grown to appreciate him and what he did for the Memphis Grizzlies when he was here, because he was unfairly scapegoated, I think, with those teams. And he got a standing ovation, and he got to hear how much the people who were there cared about his presence and how, you know, he is also a part of that Gasol story and a part of the story of Memphis. And he has done so many great things within the city with Marc Gasol and their partnership. So I was really appreciative that he was able to hear, you know, the fans give him some love.
Yeah, but it was Grizzlies positivity for a night, but now it's sort of back to reality and what they're going to do this offseason. We'll see what these current Grizzlies end up doing, the front office, Zach Kleiman, what they make happen. Now I take it it's time to talk about a team from the Eastern Conference to be completely negative.
The Bucks have lost four straight. Three of those were to the Wizards, Grizzlies, and then the Raptors, who came into the game losing 15 straight.
Now the Bucks are still in second, and they have a game lead on the Magic and the Knicks and a game and a half on the Cavs. But this team is not good right now. They're 15-17. 15-17 with Doc. They were 30-13 with Adrian Griffin. And like now I'm sort of like just thinking how ridiculous this is. Last offseason, they end up losing their first round series, the Bucks, right? After being a number one seed. And they fire Mike Budenholzer amid all of the issues with his wife and all of these different things, you know, not that far removed from a championship. And you fire him because he does not have a whole lot of playoff success. He's had some playoff failures. And then you hire Doc Rivers. Like, think about that. Think about how ridiculous and backwards that is. I know that Doc may have more experience, whatever, blah, 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 blah. He may be more well-respected, although I kind of disagree with that. But you got rid of Mike Budenholzer to go get, ultimately, Doc Rivers, who has a bunch of playoff failures, like too many to count, more than Mike Budenholzer. But here we are, even in the regular season, he's not showing up. And that loss to the Raptors just really cemented to me, this team is not for real. They're not scary in the slightest. I know we talked about it was UConn, you know, going into the tournament, UConn, you know, copy and paste into the Final Four. Everybody felt confident in that. I feel like in the East, it's copy and paste Celtics into the finals, because I don't see anybody else who can do it. And the Bucks certainly aren't going to do it. The 76ers, we saw them even with Joel Embiid. He had, what, 30-12? And he looked good.
I don't think they have it.
No. I think this is about as easy of an Eastern Conference as we've ever seen to sort of predict, and it's Celtics at the end.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think it's as simple as the Bucks just don't have heart. They just don't have much heart to them. And I understand that they've had some health issues, but at the end of the day, I think, you know,
Dame was back for that Knicks game, and they lost by 13.
Since Doc has come in there, you know, we thought it was going to take until at least the playoffs for him to start throwing people under the bus, but it happened pretty quickly. And you have to wonder if the infighting within the Bucks and the finger pointing is a little bit too much to overcome. Like, it doesn't matter how much talent you have if at the end of the day your team chemistry isn't clicking 100% from coaches, you know, management through the players, you're not going to be successful. And it doesn't matter if you have one of the best five players in the world in Giannis Antetokounmpo, if you don't have the right personnel around him and if they can't stay healthy, there's nothing you can do. I will say, it has been interesting that this season, I do feel like Doc and some of the coaches on the Bucks have been covering a little bit for the play that Dame has been having. He is having a really down season, and I do think that if he doesn't get it turned around, there's just nothing they can do about it, because at the end of the day, they moved off of Drew Holiday, who was the key to their defense, and the biggest problem that they have had this year is their defense, and it came with the idea that, well, Dame's going to make up for the defensive, you know, minus that we're going to get with his offense, and that just has not happened.
But, okay, it hasn't happened. You're saying they're covering for him, but they're 15-17.
But he's a big reason why.
That's a huge problem. I'm
he's a 31. He plays for the Bucks.
They were 31 and 13. 15 and 17 is like inexcusable. And yeah, that has to do with Dame being hurt and not playing well. But that also has to do with Doc Rivers not having a hold on this thing. And it's been very clear. He's had like four comments, four post-game pressers where he's just throwing everybody under the bus. He's clearly uncomfortable with himself. But it was kind of funny, like when they lost to the Grizzlies, you say, okay, well, there's a built-in excuse. No Chris Middleton, no Dame Lillard. They follow it with two straight losses with Chris Middleton and Dame Lillard in the lineup. But let's just
And they lost to two teams that were actively trying to lose.
Yes,
like the Grizzlies were at least like throwing guys out there and saying be competitive. If losing to the Raptors is horrific.
Let's do the Doc Rivers. let's talk about what he said. The adjustment to taking over as the Bucks head coach, he said it's been harder than I thought. He also went on to say, after taking over the Bucks midseason, I wouldn't wish this on anyone.
Jeez.
Then, after that loss to the Grizzlies before the All-Star break, he said, we had some guys here, some guys in Cabo, and the most recent one is everybody seems happy except for me. This is trending in like the complete wrong direction. And I think J.J. Redick, after talking a little trash on Doc and the lack of accountability, I think he feels pretty damn vindicated.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, so
we all saw it coming. It's not like it's a surprise.
I didn't think it would be this bad, though.
I didn't think it would be this bad this fast. I did think it would get this bad eventually.
Yes, but not this fast. 15 and 17 is nuts. But we need to go ahead and transition up out of here and wrap up this show. We'll be back with a rewind in a second. 92.9 FM ESPN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.